Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Thursday, we check in on the West Side.
That's correct. We have the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, Jenny Vaughn.
Jenny, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fantastic. How are you two?
Well, it's always great to hear from you. And SPF what today? It's beautiful outside. Did you move the office? Did you move the office out into the shaded courtyard?
Well, I did have lunch outside, outside of our office, or my office, and had lunch outside yesterday, too. I mean, the weather is just beautiful. But I'm back on campus. I can see the trees, and I can see it's just beautiful. The sky's gorgeous.
I was out your way last evening, and just I always forget how many parking spots there are. And to see them empty is a little stunning, but that's just the next step is the next step. And each week we get we get a little bit closer and a little bit closer. Last week, you really got into the building and saw what was going on. Have you noticed much of a transformation in the last 7 days, or is it just business as usual because you spent so much time there?
Well, you know, it's kind of the same as it was last week for me. We still have maybe less than 20 people here. The building is not open to the public. The leadership team is, you know, in the we call it the reconstitution team. So that's the group that's getting our space ready when we are ready to open. We're just making sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed, and you know, and we've got the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences and the Marchant School of Nursing building plus the main building. So we're getting closer and closer to being ready to open. And I think I shared last week we will open in July, right after the 4th of July, to help those students that had incompletes from spring actually finish those classes. So we'll be having about 150 students on campus then, and then we'll open again, and, you know, it'll be more and more. So we're slowly getting there. But we're, you know, the goal is to keep our density low, to keep everybody safe and healthy. You know, all of the things that require make that happen, including we are requiring masks and all kinds of different things. And so we're just making things happen and moving along.
Jenny, one of the great things about Ivy Tech in Bloomington is it's a family, and you have got to be exceptionally proud of one of your family members that got a distinction that is, I call it Nobel Prize, Pulitzer Prize, Oscar, Emmy, all of those all combined in one.
Yes, thank you so much for letting me talk about this. And I think it was in today's paper. I know it was in the paper. But one of our faculty members, Josh Farrington, actually won, like you said, it's like an Emmy and Oscar. It's the top of the top awards for faculty. So a little background with the award. Every campus gets to nominate one top faculty member, which is basically a nomination from students. And so that nomination then goes up, and, you know, each campus has a presidential award winner. And then from that group of 18, because we have 18 campuses across the state, another group reviews kind of the information that they got from the students, the data about the faculty member, you know, just kind of his courses and some different things that he does on campus, his all volunteer work, and they choose one person to be the top winner. And that is our very own Josh Farrington. He won the award that's the top award, the Glenn W. Sample. He was our founder for the college. It's a faculty award for excellence. And Josh is an assistant professor in philosophy. He's really incredible. I mean, and pre-COVID, and I think I wrote that in the press release, pre-COVID, I would walk around the building, and it didn't matter where I was, literally. He was there with a student, with a group of students. I would walk by his classroom. He would be incredibly engaging. I would stop and listen. He'd be in a hallway, like where, you know, in a random hallway where students kind of hang out. And he's on the floor, sitting on the floor, talking to students. This man fully engages our students. And you should see the comments that the students wrote about how what a great instructor he was, how everybody should take his class, and how now they are prepared to move on to the next level. Josh actually was an Ivy Tech student many moons ago, and he even says that Ivy Tech gave him a chance and changed his life as an adult going back to school. And then he went on to IU and beyond, and now he's teaching for us. And he even told me that his ultimate goal is to give back to this campus, to give back to the community college that helped him find his way and to find his calling. Boy, the ceremony was virtual on Tuesday night. It was incredible. I was bawling the whole time because just talking about this man and what he has done is just incredible. So a big shout out to Josh Farrington.
Jenny, from the pool from which, how many faculty members are there around the state?
So we have 100 full-time. So this is an award for full-time faculty. So, you know, if you go around, you know, we're a mid-sized campus, a little bit more, you know, kind of a large mid-sized campus. So most campuses have 100 or maybe more. And, you know, you think about that times 18, that's a lot of people,
right,
a lot of faculty to be nominated by students. And then to kind of, you know, the list kind of culls down a little bit. And, you know, for him to win this award statewide, I'm so proud. It's unreal. And he's just a wonderful soul.
And we're glad that business is moving on. We still have awards to give out. We still have teachers and educators
right,
doing great things. And Jenny, back to some of the just to perhaps alleviate some of the fears moving into the next semester, we have IU plans, RBB plans, mm-hmm, MCCSC plans, and I don't want to get the streams crossed like in Ghostbusters. That didn't work out well for anybody. So just to be clear, everybody's going to need a mask on campus. That's going to be kind of how Indiana is as well, so that won't be too mm-hmm difficult. Now, about the classes, is it hybrid? Is it based on the instructor, whether you're going to be in the classroom or online? Tell the folks that are thinking about, well, getting ready, how that's going to work.
Right, great. Thank you for letting me do that. So we have a wide variety of ways that we will be holding our classes. So we hold a lot, and we always have online. So that'll be virtual. So we have those classes. We also will have some hybrid classes. And so, you know, in a classroom that seats 30, in a normal pre-COVID, I can put 30 and maybe even 32 people in a classroom. But I can't do that now. And so we will have to, and we are doing that. We are social distancing every classroom that it will meet either hybrid or face-to-face completely. So I might only have 10 chairs for 10 students in that 30 capacity classroom, because I also have to take in consideration there's a faculty member there. So some of those courses will be really unique in that hybrid kind of way, where on Monday, maybe there's 30 students in that class. So 15 of them or 10 of them will show up on Monday. Another 10 will show up on Wednesday, but on the alternate days, you're going to do it remotely. You're going to do it virtually or online, but live with that same instructor. And some of those students might not even want to come at all, and so that's okay too. So it's also going to be, you know, what does the student want? Does the student want to feels a little nervous and wants to stay home? Well, they can call into Zoom and have that course on Monday, Wednesday at 8:30 and do it that way. So we've got a wide variety. You know, if you have a lab component to your coursework or to your class, you got to be face to face. I mean, nurses will be in you know, the hospitals and doing clinicals that way. You know, our welding students, our HVAC students, our IT students, you know, they need to be hands-on with some of the things that they're doing. So even though, you know, we can do some of those things virtually, they're going to need to come to campus to complete those classes. So we are doing everything. I mean, we're moving hallways in one way. We're moving classrooms to accommodate social distancing. We're doing all kinds of things. And so, you know, people should feel safe and secure. And in fact, if people want to come and look at it when the doors open to see what a classroom looks like, they should do that so they can feel safe and make their own decisions about what kind of class they take.
We're speaking to Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, there's always innovation and things like that are going on. You had a program, or still have a program, called ASAP mm-hmm for young kids that come right out of high school. And essentially, they do 2 years worth of work starting in August, and they go until the following May, and they're done with 2 years of college that fast.
That's right.
Now, apparently somebody said, that's a great idea. How about for some older people? So what have you been doing? What's that all about?
So exactly. So Trudy Weddle and Jennifer Rusk on the enrollment side, and Jennifer Rusk, you've talked to her on the radio. She directs the accelerated students, that program for high school students. She has come up with this idea. It's we are the only campus that's offering it. It's called Ivy Accelerate, and it will only be for adult students. So that student over 24, that is ready to get a degree, get it done quickly, and be in a cohort. So, you know, and we've talked about this before, ASAP, nursing, those programs that are cohorted, so you're with one group of students and you're all moving along together, the success rate is incredible. It's like in the high 80s, low 90 percentile of those that actually finish and complete the program. So we're starting this program in the fall. We're starting it in a variety of programs, cybersecurity in business, and also pre-nursing, because there's a lot of people out there that need the credentials or need the coursework to get into nursing. And so we're starting this Ivy Accelerate. People can learn more about it virtually on next Tuesday or this Tuesday, June 30th at 6 o'clock. We will have an info session that will talk about that, and they'll talk about how you can pay for it, because those are all jobs or degree programs that are funded through the Next Level Jobs program if somebody doesn't have a degree already. So, you know, start a program with a group of people that will become lifelong friends, get it done quickly, and get it paid for by the state. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, it's going to be perfect.
Are these two-year degree programs, or are they more the certificate programs?
They're more the two-year degree, but you can get it done in a year because of the way that we cycle the classes every 8 weeks. So you're taking, every 8 weeks, you're taking a full load of classes. You're moving fast through it all. So it's a great program, highly successful, and now we're just moving it into the more adult population.
Jenny, another one of your programs has won recognition.
That's right. Our respiratory therapy program, amazing programs. I mean, now, especially with what's been going on with COVID, we've had so much interest in that program. But our program was awarded the 2020 Distinguished Respiratory Therapy Program. It's a success award, and that's a national award. And so proud of the faculty that run that program. And our students are passing at rates of over 90%. So they're doing a phenomenal job getting those students credentials to go right into the hospitals and other areas as respiratory therapists. And it's just congratulations to the team.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest. The Chancellor checks in from Ivy Tech every Thursday afternoon to get us updated on what's happening on campus life. The football team is back. They are working out.
No, it's baseball.
Oh, it's baseball.
We returned to baseball.
Well, the stadium's so big from the street, I get confused on which one.
That's right.
Which one goes in there. But it's good we can always laugh about this. Now, when we've always talked about getting ready for summertime and getting ready, is there any summer school left? Where are we on the calendar, and what is the next big date we need to circle to get ready for the 2021 school year?
So the big date, we start August 24th. We have the same start date as IU. So, we're currently enrolling people. In fact, on Saturday, if anybody's interested, we have an express enrollment day. That's where you can get everything done all at once, including your application all the way through enrollment. If you just call us or go to our website, we can tell you how to get RSVP for that or how to sign up for it. But you can just call us on Saturday, and we will have people at the ready. You know, it's all virtual. We're doing everything virtual, but it's been a great way to be able to help people and get them enrolled, and that's the next big thing.
Jenny, I know in part the answer to this, but I want you to tell the audience that's listening. A lot of people out there right now were on furlough. Their income's been impacted. Mm-hmm. They want to go to school, but, you know, money's an issue.
Right.
What can Ivy Tech do to help?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I talked earlier about Next Level Jobs. That's incredible. It's state funding from, the state of Indiana. State funding obviously means that, right? And that's money that you do not have to pay back. And so that there's Next Level Job funding. And we also have scholarships. we have all kinds of scholarships for people from, you know, that have the need, and even those that just would like to apply. We have we provided all kinds of funding for students through the COVID issue. We've raised a ton of money to help our students, whether that's through helping them with their tuition, maybe it's for a laptop so that they can take their classes in a virtual environment. But we have all kinds of resources to help students. The Pell Grant, all of those things that you do not need to pay back from the federal government. You got federal, you've got state, you've got our local dollars, all at the ready. All you need to do is ask us how to apply for it. Very simple, and we'll get you down that road to help you go back to school.
We can't let you go without you talking about your summer programs.
Right. So our Center for Lifelong Learning, they have officially moved to our main campus. Very excited about the great work that they're doing. We still have College for Kids camps, lots of fun camps going on, and other virtual classes, you know, like painting and poetry and all kind of writing and all of those kinds of classes. So give us a call and we'll help you find out where those courses are and get you enrolled in those.
Speaking of what you just said, what's your status now with Ivy Tech and the center downtown?
At the moment, we are still working with the city. We are closed. You know, we had closed because of COVID,
right.
And we will not reopen the Waldron under Ivy Tech management. We are just working with the city to officially transfer that building. And so as soon as we know what that date will be, we'll certainly let everyone know.
And the number, if people would like to call...
812-332-1559.
You should write that down somewhere. Do people still do that? Do you still have the refrigerator magnets you can pass out and have that?
Totally. Absolutely.
I can't even remember phone numbers.
Now we all just have our phones
cell phone
and
to
Google, I think.
But I can't lose my refrigerator. It's right there.
That's right.
My refrigerator right doesn't die on me. It doesn't need to be charged.
Yeah. What are your plans for the weekend?
The
are you in the backyard on a barbecue?
I think so.
Well, that's good. We don't lose your refrigerator. Remember when people would call your house and say, hi, is your refrigerator running? You say, well, yes, it is. And say, well, you better go catch it. Right.
I might have done that once or twice.
I don't know. It was a different time.
Yeah,
then
Prince Albert in a can.
And then,
oh, gosh.
And then caller ID came about, and then it was all no more fun and games. No more fun
and games.
That's
right.
We'll have fun next Thursday, I promise, and we hope you can join us.
I will. Thank you.
Have a great
weekend.